time is somewhat of an abstract thing. Time is an unrenewable resource. When it's gone, it's gone. Job 7:6 compares it to a weaver's shuttle, actually swifter than a weaver's shuttle. Each day of life flies by, beginning at conception and birth and continuing through growth years to middle life and full development, and then the downside begins. As each day of time passes, the death process becomes more obvious. When the weaver's shuttle marks life's last hour, time for us on this earth ends. For much of the unredeemed, the end is bitter indeed, where life's good memories are swallowed up by pain and dread. Is there a solution to this doleful dilemma? Yes, gloriously yes, and the solution is found in Jesus Christ. He calls it born again. John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." At this point called born again, the dreaded downhill journey reverses, and the newborn is placed on Route 7 North obedience unto eternal life. At this place born again, abstract time has no relevance because the new life in Christ is eternal. Note, everyone that Jesus healed died, and everyone that Jesus raised from the dead finally died. But all of those whom Jesus Christ saves live forever. Hallelujah. This blessed hope of eternal life in Christ Jesus swallows death and its dread in one single gulp. A brother once observed that if you add a billion years to eternity, eternity gets no longer. If you subtract a billion years from eternity, it gets no shorter. Eternity is eternity. In eternity, abstract time has no relevance. Revelation 10:6 speaks of eternity and says that there should be time no longer. Revelation chapter 10, verses 5 and 6. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. Have you been born again, born a literal second time, this time of the Spirit of God? Will today be the day all of your sin and shame are washed away and all of Satan's bondage is broken? Will today be the day your ticking clock is silenced? You, my friend, are in the valley of decision. Choose Christ and live forever. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now, for today's marvelous subject, let me underscore marvelous. God said, Genesis chapter 1, 3 through 5, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. God said, John 8, verse 12, "Then Jesus spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." God said, John chapter 1, verses 4 through 9, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." God said, Colossians chapter 1, 12 and 13, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." Man said, "Unlearned and easily led Christians believe the Bible. Those who take it literally are idiots." Now the record. When you approach the Word of God by faith and with your ear bowed down to the ground, The revelation opens and marvelous, beautiful insights, insights for living that extend all the way into eternity, are revealed. When one approaches the Word of God in unbelief, the book cannot be opened. The late Carl Sagan wondered, if the Bible is the word of a supernatural creator God, why isn't there something profound declared in Genesis, its very first book? Those of childlike faith scratched their heads in bewilderment. The book was closed to Mr. Sagan and those of his ilk, but to the redeemed it is the fount of all knowledge. Regarding Revelation, the approach is everything. When one finds strange words and strange combination of words in the Bible, a mystery is there to unfold. Things penned thousands of years ago that when written seem strange and even impossible are now common knowledge or considered in the highest levels of concourse as credible options. Concepts such as a beginning and a paradise, a first man and a first woman, Adam's rib, giants, water coming down from the sky, Noah's flood and marine fossils on every mountain peak, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, tearing space and the sky rolling back like a scroll, space cities and a new Jerusalem 1,500 miles cubical being conveyed to the earth through space, and even immortality concepts, all at one time rejected out of hand, are now proven true or are considered certainly plausible. God's word is true and righteous altogether. This is the first installment in a short series addressing a strange combination of words that will boggle the mind. Every concept you will see is deep and wide and not to be approached lightly. Speed reading and casual listening will not do. Meditate on the Word of God and allow the Holy Ghost to take you places. A brother in Christ from Egypt sent an email seeking answers concerning challenges being made by a Muslim Bible antagonist. One of the challenges follows. In Genesis chapter 1, 3 through 5, light is created, while later in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, 14 through 19, God then created the sun, moon, and stars, sources of light. How does this make sense? Sam Feldman, a born-again Jew, tells this story of his conversion to Christ. An old Christian Jew spoke to him about Jesus Christ, and Sam confidently told the old believer that if the old man could show him Jesus Christ in the Old Testament, that Sam would then become a Christian. The old man said this was possible and that he could, in fact, show Sam Jesus Christ on every page. He invited Sam over to his house that evening. The Bible was open to Genesis chapter 1. The Jewish Christian showed Sam that light was brought forth on the first day, while the sun, moon, and stars were not created until the fourth day. He told Sam, "There he is." Could this old Jewish Christian be right? Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 12, "I am the light of the world." Is this literal? In John chapter 1, verse 9, Jesus Christ is called the true light. The true light is a person, and this light is the light of life. This glorious true light not only brings life to the world, but it also destroys the wicked in the upcoming battle of Armageddon. Keep in mind that Jesus Christ is known as the bright and morning star, and that the sun is ashamed in his presence. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8, "And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming." Jesus Christ returns to the earth at Armageddon in glorified form. Jesus speaks to the Father in John 17, 5 and says, "And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." Glory is the radiant light of life. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 declares that God is light. Consider this prophecy of the King of Glory in Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 3. "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising." Are we to take these statements literally? The Scriptures teach that when we see Christ, we will become as He is. Matthew chapter 13, 41 through 43. The Son of Man shall send forth His angels, and they shall gather out of His kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. This passage surely adds content to these marvelous verses in Colossians 1, 12 and 13, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Revelation speaks of eternity and of the New Jerusalem in chapter 21, verse 23. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2 tells us that God created all things by His Son, Jesus Christ, whom He calls the true light. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and concerning light, so it is with the earth. A strange grouping of words quoted earlier is John 1, 9, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. The following excerpt is found in the God Said, Man Said feature, The Spark of Life, a strange grouping of words. Lighting every man that cometh into the world? Science has begun to see this light. The January-February 2017 issue of Discover publishes the following in the article, Spark of Light. For potential parents struggling with fertility, bright eggs might be good eggs. Scientists at Northwestern University announced in April that they had recorded flashes of light from human eggs that may be an indicator of egg quality. Fertility clinics can identify healthy human sperm based on their movement and structure. But evaluating eggs has always been much less straightforward. Now, thanks to these flashes, that task could get a lot easier. The sparks are associated with eggs expelling the mineral zinc after they're injected with sperm-like enzyme. The flashes, which appear as a halo around each egg, happen a few minutes after fertilization. Previous mouse experiences demonstrated that these flashes were more intense for higher quality fertilized eggs. If these fertility fireworks are also indicative of egg quality in humans, a question the Northwestern team intends to investigate, doctors could non-invasively select the best eggs for in vitro fertilization, end of quote. The spark of life is Jesus Christ, the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world, and those fertilized eggs with more light are always the best. It's literal, saints. Jesus Christ is life, and life more abundantly. He is the light of the world, most literally. Could it be literal? Could Jesus and the Holy Word He gave to us have actually known something that modern science is just now stumbling over? The answer, of course, is a resounding, unquestionable, glorious, light-giving yes. God is light, and He fills all things, which includes the universe and even our mortal bodies. End of quotes. True light is a person. Not only has God created the world through this person, He also lights every man that cometh into it. God's Word is the inerrant, literal truth. Consider Daniel 12:3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. God said, Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day. And the darkness He called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. God said, John chapter 8, verse 12, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. God said, John chapter 1, 4 through 9, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. God said, Colossians 1, 12 and 13, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Man said, unlearned and easily led Christians believe the Bible. Those who take it literally are idiots. Now you have the record.